Dear listeners, Sairam, we now bring you part 2 of our program, Vahini Satsang. Today's episode was first aired on this 23rd February 2017 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
I'll take liberty of citing one example which Swami explained to me. Swami said, "Puppet, who are you?" I kept quiet because there is a very beautiful saying in Sanskrit, "Maunam sarvartha sadhanam." When you don't know the real answer, keep silent. Swami said, "When the moment you were born, you came out of the womb and your mother says, 'You are mine.' Next stage is that you are introduced to a man and she says, 'He is your papa.' The father says, 'You are mine.' You grow up, you go to the school and the teacher says, 'You are mine. You are my student.' You go to the college, meet a beautiful girl. She says, 'You are my boyfriend.' After a few years, you get married and the wife says, 'You are my husband.' Time passes, you become old man of 65. By that time you have grandsons. They said, 'Grandpa, you are mine.' The time comes to leave this world, whether you like it or not. The Agni Devta says, 'I am going to burn you, you are mine.' Vayu Devta says, 'No, you are mine, because the smoke will, I will blow it.' Akash, the Panchama Bhuta says, 'Ultimately you are going to merge in me, you are mine.' Mother Earth shouts and says, 'But ultimately, mitti ka sharire mitti mein mil jayega, you are mine.' Meanwhile, Mother Ganga says, 'But ultimately, the ashes will be merged in the Ganges.' So she says, 'You are mine.' So then, little puppet who was sitting in front of Swami asked, took the courage and asked, 'Baba, then who am I?' And Bhagwan simply smiled and he said, 'That is for you to find out.'" Brother, this body which we keep on saying, "This is mine, this is mine, this is mine," is already been claimed by so many people throughout our life. And they are all under the illusion that you are his. And God, who is making sure that this machine works perfectly, this beautiful heart, which is the size of a fist. Swami said, 21,600 times your identity keeps on telling you, 'Soham, soham, soham.' You ignore that. He's telling you, 'You are mine,' and you discard it. But moment you receive a bill, it is my bill, which you are going to pay it and then destroy it. That's what exactly Swami is saying. Do you wear the winter clothes in summer? Because you look like a clown. So in the eyes of God, when I said that this is my body, he only smiles and says, 'You are a clown.'"
Absolutely.
That abhi bhi nahi sikta hai. Abhyas karne ka sawal nahi, abhi to question hi samajh mein nahi aaya. You are not understand the question. That is why Swami always used to ask, knock, knock at the door and ask, who is? Is it Tom, Dick and Harry, or is it somebody else? But I immediately reply, "Hey, Tom here. You made a mistake. Just think over it, brothers and sisters, the listeners. Tonight, before we let us ask ourselves on the eve of Mahashivratri, who am I? Am I the body? Am I the only son? My mother has got 5 sons. Each one is being claimed by the mother. Ye chota hai, ye bada hai, ye middle hai, ye bachla hai. Then who am I in this whole mechanism of this creation? Where do I fit in? Am I an Aunsh or Vaunsh? Aunsh means particle.
Yes.
Vaunsh means the one who has actually inherited the divinity. I think I am making a mistake in Sanskrit language if I said I am the Aunsh. No, I am not the Aunsh. I am the Vaunsh. Whatever Swami is today, I will not use the past tense. I am nothing but his reflection only. If he did not suffer, if he refused to take the duality, Bhavatitam Triguna Rahitam Sadgurutvam Namami, isn't it? He was the embodiment of pure joy and pure love. And he practiced Lena Dena Bande Firbi Anande. You give him a wedding card and he said, getting married? Good boy.
Chala santosham.
Swami, mother is not well.
Chala santosham.
Yes.
So, as brother said very rightly, what Prakash said is very right, that it is very difficult to practice in day-to-day life. But I'm very happy that he did not use the word impossible. It is difficult.
Yes.
But with Abhyasa, it is possible.
Yes. Correct.
Constant repetition. There is a beautiful sloka in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, in the 15th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Purushottam Yoga. Kutastham. You keep on hammering it in your mind. Every day remind yourself, I am not the body, I am not the mind, I am not the five senses of perception, I am not the five senses of action, I am not the intellect, I am not anything that is related to physical world. I am Satchit Anandam. I am Satyabhijam Sundaram. I am Shivam Shantam Advaitam. I am Pavitrata, Divyata, Tejasvita, Bhavyata, Mahanta, Asmita. I am divine. That is why Bhagavan kept on addressing us. Divyatma Swarup Lara. Prema Swarup Lara. I attended maybe 5,000 discourses by now. I read so many. And I have not yet understood what Swami was teaching me at the beginning of the discourse.
Yes.
He kept on hammering. Did he change his style of operating? Did he ever say that you are my dear devotees?
No.
Or my family members?
No, that he explains in one of the discourses. He says, I can't say my dear devotees because I am not sure whether I have any devotees. But I am sure that you are Divyatma Swarupas.
Yes.
That's why, and you are Prema Swarupas. So that I stick to.
Yeah.
That is your original nature.
Yes.
This duplicate devotee.
Brother Pushti, in Trai session, Swami was talking to the boys and Swami said very categorically, he said, Puppet pretends that he has got faith in me. But the fact is that I have got full faith in Puppet.
So nice.
Then one day he will understand what he is.
Yes.
You see. So I think our life will become much easier by constant reminding ourselves. You see, if somebody comes and keeps on telling me that, Mr. Puppet, you are not Puppet, you are not Puppet. Moment somebody will come and ask me, who are you?
I am Puppet.
I am Puppet. Acha. You will say prayer in the morning. Tameva mata spita, tameva, tameva bandhu sakha, tameva, tameva vidya dravinam, tameva, tameva sarvam mama deva deva. After finishing that prayer and listening, you, Pushti will ask me, sir, what is the name of your father? Mohanlal. Sir, what is the name of your mother? Taraben. Do I say Satya Sai Baba? No. I have just now prayed. Tameva mata spita tameva. Five seconds before I have completed my morning prayer, when I am saying you are sarvam. And within 5 seconds, my statement changes. So there is no unity of thought, word and deed. But if I remember that I am only a puppet, Swami once told me very beautifully, brother, I am sharing this because it's a very amazing experience that Swami gave to me. Swami says, if somewhere to wake you up, somebody were to wake you up at 2 o'clock in the morning when you are supposed to be in sound sleep, you know, and he will simply say, hey, what's your name? First of all, you will get agitated. You will get irritated. This is not the way that you, what the hell, you know, you are waking me up at 2 o'clock in the morning asking me what is your name. And then you will say, go away, or you will say, Ajit, go. At that moment, if you say, Sai Ram, with love, Swami says, that is unity, purity and divinity. Every cell of your body is reciting that name only. That is why Hanumanta, Balavanta, Gunavanta, Buddhimanta, when he pulled out his one of his hair and he was saying, Ram, 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 Ram. Because he had constantly practiced that I am the messenger of God. I am not monkey. I am not the doer.
Beautiful.
Amazing. You see, that constant reminding is necessary. That is sadhana.
Yes.
If suppose somebody was to ask me, I mean, can we go to the caves in Himalaya? We can't bear the temperature of 20. How can we go there which is minus 20? Can we get up every day morning at 4 o'clock and do exercise and do this sadhana and meditation? How long? Swami said, even if you do 11 seconds, one day in the discourse said,
correct. Right?
Yes. Prakash? Yeah.
Right.
Even that is good enough.
Yes.
But the monkey mind travels even in that period also.
Yes. So 11 seconds is enough for a moksha.
Yes. So Bhagwan says that constant reminding of yourself,
yes,
that you are not that. You are that which is your reality, which you keep on reminding. Nobody will be able to convince me. I have to convince my own self. Naham Pashu, Naham Pakshi, Aham Manushya, Aham Sai Bhakta, Aham Brahmasmi. These are Swami's words telling me.
Yes.
Naham Vakta, नाम श्रोता नाम कर्ता नाम भर्ता नाम भोक्ता हम केवल एकमात्र दृष्टा आई एम इटर्नल विटनेस वॉट इज स्वामी लाइफ एग्जाम्पलीफाइज ही वॉज विटनेस टू एवरीथिंग
करेक्ट
कंस्ट्रक्शन आई मीन I think I am taking the liberty of saying that Swami is the one who has demolished maximum tonnage of cement in our ego in his lifetime.
Construction, destruction.
Isn't it? And reconstruction.
Reconstruction.
And he was never tired of that. Look at him.
Yes.
He never lost an opportunity to teach us the ultimate truth.
Yes.
इति गुह्यतमं शास्त्रम् इदं मुक्तं मयानद एतद्बुद्ध्वा बुद्धिमानस्य कृतकृत्यस्य भारत When your attitude becomes gratitude and you realize that you are not the body, believe you me, brother, it is difficult. In 21st century, living in Bombay city, it is difficult. When the bus doesn't come in the time, then you blame the whole of Bombay Municipal Corporation. But it is not impossible.
Yes.
No, with God everything is possible.
Yes. Wow.
And with God, there is no failure either.
Yes. In fact, as sir was saying, there is this episode with Sri Nisargadatt Maharaj. You know, he is also fully into that Advaitam philosophy, and he's had that experience of Advaitam. So one day, somebody was telling Maharaj that everything is God. You know, I am God. He asked, "Who are you?" He said, "I am God." Then he says, "Big deal." Everything is God. Then he says, and what is there to do? Realize what you are not. That is the sadhana you have to do.
Neti.
I am God.
That is understood that you are God.
Yeah, everything. That is the basic. That's the first step of spirituality. First step is that you are God. Yeah, we know that. Okay.
I think
so
that's
what?
Why Swami was telling us right from the beginning, you are God, you are God.
That is the first step.
First step.
Then they ask, Array, what is the difference? You are sitting here, we are sitting. You are talking to us, we are listening. It all looks the same. He says, in your world it looks the same. Then how is it different? So then he says, you eat food. When you eat food, what else do you do about the food? Nothing else. After you eat, digestion, you know, perspiration, respiration, circulation, everything is done by the body itself. Are you in control of all the vital things that are needed to keep the body alive?
No.
Perspiration, circulation, respiration, digestion, excretion, everything is happening on its own.
Autoplay.
Then how can you claim that you are this body? And Swami has also told us in the 1990 series discourse, Swami mentioned that. You see, everything is happening. He says, just as you leave the body to take care of its own functions, I leave the body and the mind to look after themselves. I witness it.
Eternal witness.
Just as you witness the body, but you identify yourself with the mind, your thoughts, you are attached to your thoughts, you are attached to your ideas. I look at my mind, this thing, directing my body and my body acting to my mind. I am a witness of both of them. So, it's very abstract, but someday, some...
No, but you see, brother, again, it's a question of your own application of mind, how serious you are about it. You see, if I lose even my handkerchief, I will check my pocket 3 times.
Correct.
I will also go and check the drawers where I normally keep it. Finally, I come to the conclusion that I have dropped it, and then you forget about it and then have a new one. Correct? But until then, you keep on doing it. It's little thing like that, which is probably costing 10 rupees only, you see, which you can afford to lose it. You don't mind it. Here we are talking about our lifetime experience of living in that illusion that I am the body, I am the body, I am the body, and then every second person, he is my buddy. Nowadays, you see, he is my buddy. He says, you are mine. You are body and you is my buddy. Which one is true?
Amazing. In fact, one thought that comes to mind is, you know, as you were explaining about Bhagwan living that in his life, I was just reminded of how when Bhagwan's earthly bodily father, Pedda Venkamma Raju, passed away, and the news was reported to Bhagwan, and Swami was absolutely unconcerned, and he made that historical statement. He said, if birth and death does not happen, then how will I pass my time?
Yeah. That keeps him happy and occupied.
He's just a witness,
yes,
as he said, to everything that happens. He's absolutely...
Drashta.
And I also think about this analogy which Bhagwan used to give of this pole vault. As you mentioned, you know, you need to reach that high, you need the pole. But after you have reached that height, then the pole is irrelevant. I think that's what Bhagwan is telling. You need the body. Only till that point where the gales of worldly attachment, you know, the pressures of worldly attachment affect.
Brother Bhagwan Ramakrishna Varma said very beautifully. He said, when you are already on the terrace, you don't really need a ladder. Yeah, that is useless.
Yeah.
You're already there.
Yes. Wonderful. So let's move on to the next paragraph.
వర్షముతో ఆకాశము భూమి ఒకదానితో ఒకటి కలిసిపోవును. చూడు, ఆ దృశ్యము ఆనందదాయకం. ఈ సృష్టి మానవునికి స్వతః శిక్షణ ఇచ్చుచున్నది. సృష్టితో ఏకరూపం కావలను. సృష్టి యొక్క క్షరత్వము ఈ విధంగా క్రొత్త కొత్త సాధన సామాగ్రిని ఇచ్చుచున్నది. ఈ సృష్టి నడుము కట్టుకుని సేవకై నిలిచిన సనాతన సేవకుడు. సేవ, సేవకుడు, పరమాత్మ ఈ మూడు మానవునకు కనిపించుతూనే ఉన్నవి. దానిపై ఈ ఆటపాటల ఆడంబరం.
విత్ రెయిన్ ద స్కై అండ్ ద ఎర్త్ మింగిల్ విత్ ఈచ్ అదర్. ద సైట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఫిల్స్ వన్ విత్ జాయ్. క్రియేషన్ ఇంపార్ట్స్ సెల్ఫ్ లెర్నింగ్ టు మ్యాన్. We have to become one with the creation. In this manner, the impermanent nature of creation continuously offers newer tools for one's spiritual pursuit. This creation is an eternal servitor, which is always ready to serve. Service, servitor, and the Supreme Divine, all the three are always visible to man. All the play, song and dance are based on these.
Bhagwan also has mentioned on so many occasions how nature is the best teacher, nature is the best preacher. And I think this is what Bhagwan is conveying here, that the biggest lesson that we can learn from nature is this concept of service and sacrifice, which is the bottom line, which is the bedrock of the creation. And the interesting thing that Bhagwan is telling here is all the three are always visible to man. The service, servitor, and the Supreme Divine, they are all the time visible. And I think many times people feel that we are not able to see this. You know, where is sacrifice? Who is serving? But Swami is saying this is happening all the time. It's just that we are, if you are perhaps not able to see it, then we are not human beings, possibly. I was just thinking, if you just take the example of, say, sun. Swami says, service, servitor, and the Supreme Divine. So the service is the warmth and the light that the sun is giving. Servitor is the sun. And the Supreme Divine, you know there is a source to the sun. I think everything that we see around us, if we analyze like this, the most beautiful thing, I feel, whenever you want to sort of marvel at the Creator, it is so difficult for us to actually imagine the Creator, imagine the Almighty. But we can take everything around us in nature and we can just, you know, be lost in the glory of that one thing, as Newton said, that the thumb alone is enough to prove the existence of God. And they say even till this day, as Professor Venkatraman many times shares with us, that scientists are still intrigued about the feet of the frog, because that itself has been such an enigmatic thing for scientists till now. They're not able to decipher how it operates. I think these are really eye-openers. If you can, that's what Swami is telling, it is there all the time around you. All those lessons that the Lord wants to teach you is there all the time around you. Just be conscious.
Prakash, you know, in the one of the interviews, Swami put it very beautifully and very empathetically. He said, you go to the sunset point, you are on a holiday, and in a hill station there is a sunset point. You go there in the evening, you sit there. You see the sun going down, down, down. You see that golden hue, you see, and you enjoy it. And when the sun, actually, according to the physical level which we are talking about, the sun has set, you leave that place and come back, isn't it? That entire waiting period of 20 minutes or whatever time that you have spent, did you ask anything from sun? Did you ask anything?
No.
You are simply looking as he was setting down.
Right.
Your mind is focused only going down, down, down. Sunset is done. You have spent hours to travel to that sunset point, you know. You have not asked anything. Then Bhagwan said in the group interview, then why do you go to God, close your eyes and ask for something? If you can be very patient and enjoy the creation and the beauty of the sunset, why don't you come here and see the beauty of Satya Sai and see his life? The creator is here, the creation is here, and you are the one who is being given this opportunity. He is serving you. Actually, brother, I'm taking the liberty of saying that once we were, the whole group was called in by Swami inside the mandir for the, because we were going back to London. And your own brother, Pushti, was also there that time in the service of Swami. He was asked by Swami to go and call our ex-vice chancellor, Giri sir. And then Swami was telling us that you sit in front of me in your own altar at home and say anything to me and I am at your service. Bhagwan says, this is not this God of 21st century where he expects his devotees that he should serve. I am here to serve you. His entire creation is only serving him. That's why Bhagwan always used to say, does the tree itself eat the fruits?
Yes.
Does the sun itself enjoy its own light and the heat? No. But for sun, there will not be any existence of anything in the world, isn't it?
Yes.
So, does the cow take and drink her own milk? No, it is for the calf. So the entire avatarhood of Swami is only for us. And he came here only to teach us only one thing, Divi Atma Swarup Lara.
Correct.
Yes.
He kept on hammering Advaitam throughout. Right from day one, when Swami was 14 years old, he said, Manas Bhajre Guru Charanam. From that time, until the very last moment, he kept on saying that, I am that, Tattvamasi. I am Brahmasmi. Prajnanam Brahma. I am Atma Brahma. He never deviated from duality. That Advaitam.
Yes.
Never. The bottom line was that.
Yes.
Isn't it?
All the time.
So he was also by that, like he said, my life is my message. Through his own example, he was telling us that it is possible.
Yes.
Yeah. His body was not different from our body. It is the same Panchamahabhuta.
Right.
But his application of his mind and his focus was to bring light in our life.
Yes. Amazing. Like you are mentioning about the sun. And it reminds me of how the sun is silently saying that if you are only burning yourself, living yourself to give with a kind of selflessness like this, how you can light up the entire sky. And I think Swami's life was like this sun. Because I remember March 20th, 2011. That was the last Sunday of Bhagwan. And that day, when Bhagwan came for darshan from the car, he went round the lady side and the gent side and he was going back. He didn't come to the portico. And everyone was sad because they thought Swami will spend some time on the stage. Swami went all the way to the lady side, but his car turned again to the right and he came for one more round. So after that he came and he was on the dais, and that day Swami started taking letters. First boy went, the second boy went, the third boy went, and it was just going on and on and on. I remember sitting there and counting. It was like fifth boy, sixth boy. Generally, you know, it would be like, okay, six, seven boys Swami has blessed. And and that would be, because then Swami would listen to the bhajans. But that day it was like 8 boys, and Swami is still not tired. Physically, yes, Swami was not looking so great, but he wanted to bless. He didn't want to stop. You know, we were thinking it's okay, Swami, because you know, Swami was physically definitely not how we wanted him to be. So we were thinking, no, Swami, it's okay, you can stop, Swami, you can stop. But he wanted more boys. In fact, it's, you may not believe, boys thought Swami is really in a mood today. So guys actually went to the hostel because to get their own trays. And they took autos and, you know, scooters, whatever, and they came back and they joined the queue, and they also had blessings because Swami was still blessing.
Because he was serving everybody.
He was just giving. So 15th boy, 20th boy, 25th boy, Swami still giving. It went on till everyone who wanted a piece of him had it. He didn't want to tell no to anyone that day. I think there were more than 40 boys who were blessed that day. And still Swami is telling anymore. I think to me that was such a telling lesson that Bhagwan gave on that last Sunday to all of us. How he wants us to be.
We were very blessed one day. Myself and my wife, we were in the interview room. Swami gave me safari dress and gave a sari to my wife. It was Gram Seva time. And in the afternoon when I came back after the Gram Seva, Swami called me inside. And he brought another bag, plastic bag, with another sari. So I prayed to Swami. I said, Baba, this morning you already given it to us. He asked me, puppet, same color? I said, I don't know that. Same border? I said, I don't know that. Same design? I said, Baba, I don't know. But you gave one sari to Amma this morning. He said, puppet, take it. Ask her to wear that one in the morning and this one in the evening. And then Swami has made a very beautiful statement. In love there is no calculation.
Wow.
In love there is no planning.
Wow.
You see, we were at physical level counting, there more than 40 boys, as you said, must have given the letter. And Swami was still receiving it and giving joy to everybody. Because he wanted to fulfill all our desires of giving that letter and giving, and the joy of giving. Isn't it?
Yes.
Whenever Swami materialized a watch or a ring in our group interviews, his joy was million times more than the one who is receiving it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
See, that is the beauty of God.
Yes.
That is why he said, Lena Dana Bande Fir Bhi Anand. It's a Mahavakya, I'm telling you.
Yes.
It's absolutely a Mahavakya of 21st century.
Absolutely.
When we are talking about cashless society, you know. Yeah.
Yes.
Kuch jane ka nahi hai. Kuch jane ka nahi hai.
Yes.
Amazing, I'm telling you. And that is what Swami has exemplified his own life.
Yes.
Day out and day in, he was giving. Yes. And there was no limit of it.
Yes. Wow. I remember in 12th class interviews, Swami used to mention so many times, top to do, mm-hmm, dawn to dusk, mm-hmm, selfless. We never realized it, you know. I mean, as little children, yeah, we always heard, but because he said it so many times, it sort of remains in the head. But mm-hmm, it is something that, you know, whole life you will take to understand and practice.
You see, Brother Pushti, when you get things very easily, you take things for granted also.
Hmm.
Like you were saying, giving the example of sun, we see it and we feel the scorching heat.
Yes.
12 o'clock it is 32 degree temperature and you feel it. But you don't have the concept that he has been serving from 7 o'clock in the morning from sunrise. And he's going to do that up to the sunset at physical,
yes,
world.
Yes.
And for you it is sunset, for him, right, it is a continuous cycle.
Absolutely.
Because when the sun, yes, is setting here in the yes, other part of the world, it is a sunrise, isn't it?
Yes.
Correct.
Right. So there is nothing known as sunset and sunrising. Correct. 24 hours, 7, he is all the time on duty. That's what actually Swami also did.
Yes.
Did he take holiday? Did he say it is Sunday? No. So, when we are consciously aware of this fact that, yes, somebody is serving me,
yes,
then your attitude will become gratitude.
Gratitude. Yes.
My father taught me a prayer when I was only, I think, about 5-6 years old. We used to go to Chopati in Bombay, where we used to go and see the sunset. Adideva namastubhyam prasidamam bhaskara divakara namastubhyam prabhakara namaste. Aditasya namaskaram yekurvantin dinendine. Janmantara sahasresu dvaridram naupajayate. He said, everybody worships the sun when it is rising. You know, they do archana. భాస్కరాయ నమః, ఆదిత్యాయ నమః, ఖగాయ నమః, పుషాయ నమః. ఐ లెర్న్డ్ ఆల్ దీస్ మంత్రాస్ యు నో, సూర్య నమస్కారం. బట్ మై ఫాదర్ సెడ్ దట్ యూ షుడ్ గో అండ్ బౌ డౌన్ టు హిమ్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ద సర్వీస్ దట్ హి హస్ డన్ అండ్ యూ వెన్ ద సన్ ఇస్ సెటింగ్ యూ వర్షిప్ హిమ్. వెన్ సంబడీ ఈస్ డూయింగ్ వెరీ వెల్ యూ ఆల్వేస్ గ్లోరిఫై హిమ్. వెన్ సంబడీ ఈస్ డౌన్ అండ్ అండర్ యూ ఇగ్నోర్ హిమ్. నో, దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ద వే గాడ్ ట్రీట్స్ యూ. When you are in trouble, he is the first one to come and sit next to you.
Correct.
Your mother will be tired after 4 days of fever. Right? But Swami will be standing next to you. He is always there at your bedside. Amma himself is herself is tired. Because body has got his own limitation. Yes. But Swami is beyond limits, na? Limitless, boundless. So when we accept that concept of service which Swami is saying, in my understanding, apart from all the beautiful, you know, Panchma Bhuta who are serving us day and night, the greatest service that mankind has received is from Swami himself.
Correct.
The joy, the transformation, the reformation. Forget about that. It's a high philosophy. Just by looking at him, you feel, you forget everything. You get mesmerized. Sorry to use that word.
Yes.
You simply look, keep looking at him.
Yes.
And one day Swami asked me, tum pagal hai kya? London se roj bhag ke idhar aata hai. I said, Baba, dil nahi lagta hai. Any amount of darshan is not satisfying you. Why? Morning mein kiya na? Shaam ko phir jayega. Next morning again you will go and sit there at same place at 6:30. You make sure that you will go and sit at the same place.
Yes.
That's the best place to get. You know, Swami will take a turn from here.
Yes.
My brother, what kind of service he has done to us? We took it for granted.
Yes. Amazing.
Isn't it a fact?
Absolutely. Yes.
That is why he kept on saying it. You people do not understand the value and the significance of darshan. After darshan, go and sit in one corner. And try and understand what I have done to you.
Yes.
And what you have derived from that.
Absolutely. You were talking about the Pancha Mahabhutas. And what occurred to me is, you know, when Bhagavan looked at you, what the Pancha Mahabhutas can give you, can soothe you or affect you, it was something at a different level, because I think the sixth element is Parama Prema. It is love. And when the avatar came in a physical form, I think you had the most palpable experience of that life force, that sixth Pancha Mahabhuta of love. And I think, which even transcends in its power and immensity of the Pancha Mahabhutas. And I think that is what was perhaps, that's why it was such a transforming experience. You transcended the senses.
In the darshan time, brother, you must have seen with your own experience, people, they are simply sitting there and they're in ecstasy. There are people who are just shedding the tears for no reason. Right? They are transfixed. The joy that was being derived at that moment by only his glance and his mere presence.
Yes.
Because the amount of energy and love, as you said very rightly, he was giving. Without our praying.
Yes.
That's why he said, darshanam papanashanam, sparshanam karma vimochanam, sambhashanam shankatanashanam, ashirvadam sarva mangal karanam, mama prasadam sarva dosa shoshanam, samasta papa kandanam, samasta chitta ranjanam, samasta loka poshanam, sai anugraha, ultimate.
Yes.
Atmagnana pradayakam. Ultimate.
Yes.
Ultimate. If we have realized the value of his being with us only for that, on an average, the darshan time during those days, I'm talking about late 90s and early 2000. If you look at the time, it is only 10 to 12 minutes maximum. From the time he comes, emerges from the Yajur Mandir and goes to the interview room. In that, there are at least 20,000 people on a festival day who have derived complete joy. Everybody felt their prayers are answered. A man sitting right at the end of Sai Kulwanthal, he probably raises his hand both, you know, like doing Surya Namaskaram. And from there, he thinks that he has conveyed his pranam. And he has Swami Darshan, his heart is full. He's saturated with love. No human being has ever done it. I don't think any, pardon my saying on the live program, if there is Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh, which I have never seen, but I have seen Karuna Murti, Prem Murti, Kshama Murti, the Trinity. No God has ever done such thing. You look at the Rama avatar, you see Krishna avatar, no avatar, with due respect and reverence and pranam to them, has behaved in the manner in which Swami has given joy. Your spiritual master has done it. Believe you me. I'm giving this empathetically saying this because this is what I have experienced in my own life. No human being is capable of doing that. By mere presence, he has transformed. My own life has been transformed.
Yes.
I feel it. I feel the difference.
Yes.
People feel the difference when we are not aware of it. People say that Prakash has changed. Prakash has not changed. Your outlook and your perception toward life has changed.
Absolutely.
Who did it? When I was in Nigeria, one Muslim guy told me that your Sai Baba makes magic. I said, yeah, he is a magician. Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, Isai, everybody sits there and they sing the same bhajan. Isn't it a damn good magic? Show me one magician who can do that. You forget your religion. You forget your caste. You forget your identity. The person sitting next to you, he is illiterate. You are a PhD from Cambridge University. You forget that even. Both are singing the same bhajan. That's a beautiful magic I have never seen. I would like to see that magic again. Is it not true, brother? Sai Kulwandil is the biggest magician house. Where all the magic is happening, even now.
Fantastic.
Yeah, okay. So if somebody says that, I don't feel offended, say somebody that Sai Baba used to do magic. I say he's the greatest magician. 5-year-old child and the Prime Minister both are sitting and waiting for the darshan. Isn't it the magic?
Yes.
Huh?
And through his magic, in that moment we also forget we are the body.
Huh?
In that moment we also forget we are the body at many times.
Absolutely.
When you are with Bhagwan.
If you go, Bhagwan once told us in the group interview, when you come naked, mother will know how to dress you up. She has already selected a dress for you. But you are already clothed.
Yes.
Huh? You already come with your labels. I am engineer, I am doctor, I am PhD, I am coming from such and such Brahmin caste. You come with all the labels, you are burdened with that. Where is the place? Swami said, you come with empty and I will fill it with you.
Yes.
You come with empty mind and I will give you beautiful thoughts. You come with empty heart and I will saturate it with my pure love. But puppet comes fully charged. Where is the scope? I have to drop, like you remove shoes before you enter into the mandir.
Yes.
You remove all your labels outside Prashanti Nilayam. In fact, you leave it and dump it somewhere. Where it can't be found.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, sir. I know we can go on discussing and you never want to end a satsang of this kind. And
I'm sorry I've taken a lot of time.
No.
Because I thought that Mahashivratri is there. I'm yes. already charged for tomorrow. And I want my listeners to be charged.
Yes.
Don't sleep tonight.
Yes. Let's
yeah,
not
get ready
sleep.
For tomorrow.
Let's not sleep.
Huh?
Let's not sleep till we reach there. I think that's what Bhagwan wants. That, you know, that should be sort of the yearning. Till we have reached that stage, we don't want to sleep.
I will leave one thought with the listeners.
Sure.
Swami, the word sleep came, na? Sleep is a short death. Death is a long sleep.
Wonderful. So let's ensure that the rest of the time that we have in our hand, in our life, as we said, he is the one who at any point in time can decide when is the last moment, and we have to be ready every moment because he is the Kala Kala Titaya Namaha. That's what we'll be worshipping now, the same Shiva. I think every moment if we can fill with that feeling of auspiciousness that I am Shiva, that I am that Shiva Tattva, that I am divine, I think we would have started our journey. And this is the most opportune time, as Bhagwan says, Shivratri is a time when your mind is more amenable to become stable. So let's make this opportunity, this beautiful chance to sublimate our life, to transcend the senses and extend this period of bliss with Sai. Thank you so much, Popat sir, for being with us on this enlightening session of Vaini Satsang, and we pray to Bhagwan that we can have more sessions with you. And dear listeners, please do share with us your feedback and comments. Anything that you want us to discuss on Prema Vahini in this segment of Thursday Live, please feel free to share your thoughts, your questions. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With prayers to Bhagwan and deep sense of gratitude for having enabled this beautiful session of satsang and the day-long Thursday Live, we place ourselves at his feet. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.
You just heard part 2
of our program Vahini Satsang. This episode was first aired on this 23rd February 2017 as part of Thursday Live from Prashantinilayam on Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.